It might not sound like it, but what you hear is a university classroom at work.
Nah, let's not do anything there. I was just trying, but I don't think it works.
Obviously, this isn't the kind of class with droning lectures and drilling students. This is, in fact, the USU Chamber Singers. And instead of studying for the next big exam, they're preparing for the next big performance, this time with professional singer Alex Boyer, USU Director of Choral Activities Dr. Corey Evans.
The students were excited to collaborate with him, and when they knew that they would be such a big part of the show, you know, and that he would sing with them, it's a really neat opportunity for students to see how an up-and-coming professional artist does what they do. And it's inspiring for them, and I think it'll be great for the audience, too.
Boyer made it a priority to recruit local talent. In addition to the USU Chamber Singers, Boyer will also perform a duet with Larissa Pulodu. Pulodu is a singer, songwriter, and Utah native. She recently released her debut album, Crimson Sky, and will soon be releasing her own Christmas album.
My Christmas album has 8 songs on it. 2 of them are original songs that I wrote, and then the rest of them are songs that are just familiar Christmas songs that people will listen to and know right away, and it has been so fun to put that together. So that was one of my dreams, was to do a Christmas album, so I'm really excited about that.
Pulodu will be performing Circle of Life with Boyer and the USU Chamber Singers. This particular version of the popular song will make its off-Broadway debut, and Pulodu is excited to be a part of it.
Yes, of course, I've heard this song before, but I've never sang it, and I've never done it as a duet either, and it's a beautiful rendition. The rendition that we're going to be doing is from the Broadway musical, and it's never been done, so that's kind of exciting to be able to do that for the first time, and yeah, I'm really excited.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.